Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of The Green Room. In The Green Room, I get to unpack all those great stories and anecdotes and, you know, the business lessons I learn in talking to business owners just like you every single day. So sit back, relax, buckle up and enjoy this week's episode of The Green Room podcast. Welcome everyone to the Green Room podcast for this week. Something I'm being asked every single meeting just about, it seems at the moment, is there going to be a recession? You know, the market is really tough in certain sectors. It feels a little bit patchwork. And people are a bit nervous about making decisions around investment, around a whole lot of things. You know, should I hold off on buying that new machine? Or is now the right time to take on another sales rep or another employee? We've got a bit of debt sitting on the books. Should I be worried? Well, my honest answer is at the moment, I don't know. And neither does anyone else, whether there will or there won't be a recession looming. Same as drought, we're here this year that there's going to be a super El Nino coming, which will cause massive drought. We haven't had a huge drying of the country, huge drought since 2016, so that was 10 years ago. And, you know, the ag sector is really nervous. And the Bureau of Meteorology is telling us that the circumstances are aligned, that could well happen. Will that happen? Well, I don't know. But I tell you what I do know. After years and years of working with Australian SME and New Zealand, Filipino SME business owners through droughts and rate hikes, you know, supply chain disasters, slowdowns in the building industry and you know, markets consolidating, and this is what I've learned. The businesses that come out the other side aren't the lucky ones. They're the ready ones. The pattern I keep seeing is when there is a downturn and the business wasn't prepared, the first element they do is, you know, obviously there's huge concern and so there's a bit of panic and a lot of flurry of reactive decisions. So they cut costs, often the wrong costs. They cut people sometimes, often the wrong people. They scramble to renegotiate terms that, you know, should have been addressed a year ago. Everything feels urgent because it is urgent. There's no room to think clearly as these things come crashing down on us. But here's the thing. The businesses I've worked with that have genuinely thrived after a tough market, and believe me, I've seen this at play more times than I can count. They come out the other side much leaner, much sharper, and more profitable than before. I wrote about this in my book, Business by Design. They're right size, they're match fit. They shed the fat that they've been carrying and they made the hard calls they'd been putting off and they built the systems that actually hold up under pressure. And they've done all this because the market demanded that. So why do we wait for a crisis to do what we already need, and we already know what needs doing? One of my great friends and mentors tells me that you never waste a crisis. But potentially, with one looming or even not, because there's always something coming, whether it be a rake hike or a drought or a material shortage, you know, a key customer might pull the pin or a competitor might move into our market space. The business environment is never, you know, permanently stable. And if you're running your business like it is, you're probably one bad quarter away from being in this reactive mode that I'm talking about. The businesses that get genuinely hurt in a downturn aren't always the weakest businesses. You know, they're often decent businesses that were just too slow to respond. They had the talent, they had the product, they had the customer base, but they had put off making decisions that they just had to make. So here's my challenge to you. Stop asking whether a recession is coming and start asking, if things got 20% harder next quarter, would my business be ready? If the answer is anything other than a confident yes, there's three things that I'd like you to really do in the next 30 days to start take control. I want you to do a headcount and a review of your structures. People are usually your biggest cost, and the area where owners are most emotionally reluctant to make decisions is their people stuff. But here's a useful question to sit with. If you were building this team from scratch today, would you hire everyone on it? When I do organization charts with businesses, they always want to take the people they've got and move them into convenience seats. That is not the way to do a business organization chart. You start with the tasks that you need to do and you create the seats that get the job done most efficiently. Then you start to move people in. And too often we do it arse around the other way and it never ends well. You don't need to act on everything right now, but you do need to see clearly, get really honest about your team structure and where those roles are duplicated. Are there people coasting in roles you've outgrown? Is there someone not quite hitting the mark who you hope will turn it around? Clarity now means better decisions later, whether the market softens or not. So start by having a really good look at your headcount and your organisation structure and really working out, if you started today, what would that look like? Know your numbers, but I'm saying really know your numbers. I'm not talking about your accountants, the sort of NGE summary. Do you know your gross profit margin by product or service line? Do you know what customers are actually profitable once you account for the time that they take? Do you know what your break even looks like at, say, 80% of the current revenue? Most business owners I meet tell me that their top line revenue, they're really good at telling me that, but far fewer can tell me where their money is actually made and where it quietly disappears. Where is the leakage in their business? So in the next 30 days, pull apart your numbers, look at your margins by product or by customer, by channel. If some of what you're selling is barely making money, or worse, costing you money once you factor in time and service and the delivery costs, that's a strategic problem, you know, that we need to address. So knowing this now means that you can make pricing and product and customer decisions from a position of strength, not in the heat of the battle, in desperation, when all things are going pear-shaped around you and everyone's in the same boat, which is the case in a recession. And number three, I want you to review your debts and your, you know, how much headroom do you have? So what exactly is that I'm talking about? Well, what does your current debt look like and what are the actual terms? What's your capacity to service it if revenue dropped? Do you have a line of credit you haven't fully understood? Or do you have credit cards that you sort of let ride a bit? Are there subscriptions that you're not really using? Is there vehicles that you're paying for that are surplus to needs? All of those things create debt. And when revenue drops, we want to be as agile as possible. So I'm not suggesting you pull back from investing in growth, not at all. Good businesses invest in the right things at the right time. But good business investment decisions are made from data, not because the equipment sales rep told you that they're having a good day or one of your key staff members said, I'm going to walk if you don't give me a car. You just don't make decisions like that. And in times when good, you go, yeah, okay, I don't want him to walk or her to walk. So yeah, a car sounds fair. But when 80% of your revenue or 20% of your revenue disappears, that car is a luxury that you can probably do without. So spend an hour with your financials. Bring your bank in on the conversation. Bring your accountant in on the conversation. Understand where you can create some headroom, some redundancy. So if our revenue does drop, we do need to the bank to support us. We do potentially need an overdraft facility. We do need to manage our financial cash flow. Then we have some headroom to be able to do that. We have some space to be able to create some redundancy. So the best time to do it, of course, was last year, but the second best time is right now. So the businesses that come through tough times in great shape, they didn't get lucky. They made decisions before they had to. They got match fit while things were good, and they didn't wait for the market to force their hand. You don't need a crisis to justify getting lean and focused and intentional about how you run your business. As I said, in my book, Business by Design, I outline a business that just did this really, really well. Because what separates the businesses that grow through these sort of uncertain times from the ones that scramble, they know where they're at, they have a game plan, they're right-sized, they understand their customer base, and they have some headroom to move if their revenue should decrease. You already know what needs attention in your business. Most owners do. The question is whether you act on it or not, or wait until the market makes you make that decision. What's it going to be?